What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Truth Be Told podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Lexi Howell, and I am super excited to have a conversation with you guys. Y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and let you know right here and right now, this is an impromptu type conversation. Did not plan to set up my camera. In fact, we're not in the studio, we're in my room. You are currently propped up on my physics notebook. I'm sitting on a whole bunch of pillows to be propped up properly. Like, this is such an unexpected, unplanned conversation, and I am so excited for what the Lord wants to share with us throughout this conversation, because it's usually the unplanned conversations that are the most impactful. So excuse all that we've got set up here, but I'm so excited to have a conversation with you. First things first, it's been a while since I've uploaded a podcast, and that is totally on me. I apologize 100%. So this is a little bit of a life update. I am not an interesting person by any means, but I feel like there have been a few things that have happened over the past month or so that I can share with y'all. One of the things that I have just recently started is wearing contacts. Now, if you're listening to me on podcast, you can't see me. But if you're watching on YouTube, you can see me, and clearly you can tell that I'm wearing glasses right now. Again, because I did not plan to turn on this camera, my glasses were already on and the contacts were already out, and we were not doing that process again. But I have switched over to wearing contacts. I think for me, I did this new step a few years ago when I first started college. I couldn't maintain it, just something that I wasn't able to like stick with. And now I feel like the age that I am, I'm only 22, and just where I am in life, that I was able to do something like wearing contacts. It's not that big of a deal really for most people, but for me, it really is. So I am excited to just step into that and look older. Like, gosh, I have looked 12 most of my 20s, and I'm again only 22, but I've looked 12, so it'll be good to look 13 for a change with some contacts. That is the first big update. The second thing, and I have my little notes here because I need to keep myself on track. Going into something more serious, something that I have struggled with. Well, before we get to that, let's just keep it kind of light and airy in this situation. So I've gotten the contacts. The second thing is I have been working on book number 3. So you guys know that I published my first book, or maybe you don't know, so here's a little update. I published my first book, self-published it, after I graduated high school. I was 18. And it was called Dear Broken Girl. Still available on Amazon. Still available if you want to get it from me, let me know. My second book I released last year, and it is called Pretty Brown Girl, God Loves You. My very first children's book. Absolutely love everything in it. I'm a little bit biased, but it is a beautiful book, and I've met a lot of beautiful brown girls through this book. And I just am so thankful that something as simplistic as a children's book has brought such truth and joy and amazing things to little brown girls all over the world, which is so amazing. And now we are in the process of writing book number 3. I will not tell y'all what the name of the book is yet, but when I tell y'all that I'm so excited to release it to you, I am so excited to release it to you. It is a book that has been in the making even when my second book, Pretty Brown Girl, came out, but it's something that I feel like is just a big sister kind of guide, or little sister. It really doesn't matter the age that you read this book, but it is something that I'm just so pumped for. I've got some amazing people behind me on this, and I just cannot wait for you guys to see it. So we are in the process of getting that to you guys. Can't wait to share the name. Can't wait to share with you more about it, but that is just a little bit. We've got book number 3 in writing, and so I'm so, so pumped about it. Hopefully sometime soon we will get it out to y'all. So that's the second thing, writing book number 3. And now, we can get into a little bit of the heavier things. You guys know, if you've been rocking with me for a little bit here on the podcast, we talk about real things because we're in a real world with real struggles, but we serve a real God. And so there is hope for us in the struggles of life and in the trials that we face, the temptations that are brought before us. So something that I always want to do up here on the podcast is to be honest with you guys. Long story short, have been saved for over 10 years. Really took my faith seriously after a toxic relationship in my high school years. Being 22 now, seeing the Lord and the ways that I have seen him in the past 5-6 years has been nothing short of amazing. And it's been highs and lows for sure in our walk, in my walk with the Lord, and I'm sure for yours as well. So here recently, I have been in a spiritual drought. And I would say with this spiritual drought is that not that I haven't prayed to the Lord, not that I haven't worshiped the Lord, not that I haven't been spending time with the Lord. Simply, spiritual drought means that I have been lacking this intimacy with him. Like, I've met with him, I've done all the things with him, I've prayed, I've worshiped, I've gone to church, I've served, I've done the things, but yet I still don't feel the intimacy that I have once felt in our relationship together. And so whenever I was telling my mom this, I was like, you can be spiritually drained and physically fit, financially suited, emotionally stable. But if you are spiritually drained, those other things really don't sustain you. However, when you are spiritually fit and maybe emotionally drained or financially in a situation, those things don't defeat you as much because you're spiritually fit. And so it's something that I've been experiencing for months now, is being focus on my physical health and mental health and emotional health and financial well-being, but spiritually I've been lacking. And I've felt it for months. I've known it for months. I've sought the Lord about it. I've surrendered it for months. And whenever you are in a spiritual lull, in a spiritual drought, it is so difficult in the other areas of life to thrive because you are suffering spiritually. And so that's something that I have found myself in, and in having this spiritual drought and in suffering spiritually in the different ways that I have, other things that have come up in my life have been difficult because I've been in a spiritual lull. One of those things, and we've talked about it before on the podcast, I'm not ashamed to share about my singleness whatsoever, but navigating my singleness has not been in the healthiest ways. And I think anyone that's single, anyone that's dating, married, they would share at one point in their life, they didn't handle their singleness well. And without getting into all the details of how I didn't handle it well, the biggest part that I want to share with you guys is that this journey of singleness is something that I am learning how to do it well with the Lord and not just live it out because I'm in it. And that's the difference, right? Singleness is not just something that you have to live out or get by. It's actually something that you can thrive in and see the Lord through. And that is my goal. And with that being my goal, obviously the enemy wants nothing but to defeat me and destroy me and to take me out in the area of my singleness. And there have been unhealthy patterns and ways that I've navigated singleness that I'm not proud of, but I have to understand, and you have to understand, in life in general, we are human. We are people who innately struggle and fight against the Lord, but with the Holy Spirit, so thankful for him, we have a helper. We have hope. We have the power to actually defeat the things of the enemy and to thrive in the things that the Lord has for us, including singleness. So that's something that I've been going through. I'm so thankful for my accountability partners. I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit. Even though sometimes he has me confessing things and sharing things and doing things that your girl doesn't really want to do. But it's all for my good, the good of others, and ultimately for His glory. So we got to do it, right? So that's been something. With singleness comes insecurities. I have grown up to be always insecure in a lot of the areas of my life, academically, relationally, physically. I usually am not an overall confident person. So that's something that I've had to grow into and still am growing into for sure. I got a long ways to go, but we are on the way nonetheless. And so with these insecurities, there's a lot of lies and doubts and fears and worries that come to our mind. But I've heard pastors say that we may not be able to control what comes to our mind, but we can control how long it stays there and what we allow it to do to us. And I think whenever we understand that I can't control everything that maybe comes to my mind, but I can control how long it stays there, there's power in that. And specifically with my insecurities of my intellect or my appearance or the way that I navigate singleness, all those things, when I understand like, okay, this has come to my mind, but what does the Lord say? I read a post that said the way to fight the lies of the enemy is to know the truth of the Lord. And that's so true. So it's going back. What does the Lord say about His kids? What does the Lord say about who He is? Because even if you don't know necessarily what the Lord says about you specifically as His daughter, as His son, as His friend, knowing who He is and His character is powerful. Because when you know He's powerful, when you know He's amazing, when you know He's above all things, when you know He's the creator of everything that you see and don't see, when you know things and the characteristics of Christ, then that gives you hope and gives you something to hold on to in the insecurities that you're faced with. So I think it's very important to understand who we are in the Lord and what He says about us and who He says we are to Him, and reading His word, knowing what He's done back then and knowing that He's the same God back then as He is now. And knowing that is so important. Knowing His character is even important as well. So in my insecurities, those things the Holy Spirit reminds me of from time to time is that, okay, I can't control that this came to my mind, that I have this doubt, I have this insecurity, I have this lie that came to me, but I can control how long it stays there. And the way that I'm able to fight it off quicker is by knowing the truth of the Lord better. Going through, let's see, recently, I'm currently on summer break, and I don't know when I'm going to release this, but currently on summer break, and I'm so thankful to be on this break, y'all. It's been a crazy semester being in ultrasound school for sure. So in this break, I've just been resting and just enjoying this time with family and with my students at church and just trying to be the best person that I can be physically and relationally with my friends and family. But there has been a sudden anxiety that has attacked me late last week, early this week. One, and it involves school, right? School is not until next month. It's not until next month, but it's something that just out of the blue came into my heart and my mind once again. And so I've been battling this anxiety when it comes to school and just, again, the insecurities and the lies that I've believed in the past about the future, and really seeking the Lord on these things and like, hey, Lord, I really need You to, you know, take these things away and remind me of Your truth. And I know that You've been with me back then and You're going to be with me again, and just letting that soothe my anxious heart, really. And the final thing really that I'll share with you guys is my word for the week. I think it's really cool when you have a word, a phrase, or a song that the Lord gives you for you to hold on to. And for me this week, my word for the week, I really do believe, is praise. And so I've been listening to a lot of songs that include the word praise, maybe in the title or just in the lyrics itself. But one of those songs is Praise You Anywhere by Brandon Lake, and Praise by Elevation Worship. Those are like the two main things. But any song that gives glory to the Lord, I am listening to. Trusting God by Elevation Worship has been so good as well. Just a few song suggestions if y'all want to check them out for sure. But in praising the Lord, I think when the battles of insecurity and when the, navigating my singleness and when the anxiety is coming, I'm often reminded by the Holy Spirit, praise. I encourage my students to praise the Lord, and I am being challenged in that very same way to walk out what I challenge them with, and that is to praise the Lord. And so that's my challenge for you today, that you would leave from this moment of having a conversation together and that you would praise the Lord, maybe in song, maybe in just thanking Him for today, thanking Him for this moment, thanking Him for the breath in your lungs, and that you would continue to praise Him with your body, with your life, with the way that you live and the things that you say, do, and think, and even in the things that you don't say, don't do, and don't think. Let it all be praise to the Lord. And I know one of the things that I encourage my students with is that praise is not just singing words out loud. It is giving God the glory He so well deserves, but it's also encouragement for you and I right where we are. So yeah, that is basically it. That's a little bit of a life update. Just 7 things that I have recently been battling and facing and experiencing in life. I hope this was encouraging to you. And if it was, please let me know. As always, I love you guys so, so much. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.